Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
Under the big top we go. The weekend kicks off with another edition of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. Still standing, and we are back at it again. We're going to have a conversation with a friend of ours coming up, but some news we must take care of here first. Joining us this week, back from suspension. We'll get more into this on the Saturday podcast, but unfortunately, to the complaints of many, west of the 405, David Gascon.
Welcome to Crazy Town.
Yeah. I'm alive. I'm ready. I'm rocking. I'm rolling. I drove to work. I'm like you. It's a great fucking day in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Okay. I just point out here that where have you gone, Ryan McBain? We all miss you.
Yeah.
Where have you gone?
He's gone. I kicked his ass out. All 6'5", 260 pounds of him.
He did a great job. He deserves credit. The podcast has never sounded better with Ryan McBain producing the podcast. Just a dominating performance.
It's
there.
Good. I heard you had some guests on that were not above the age of 80 the last couple of weeks. That's a good job by you. Congratulations.
Well, I had legends. Legends of the game. Yeah. Legends. They don't age. They do not. And unlike you, I do not have an age bias. I love to learn.
I do not have an age bias.
From my elders.
When it comes to
I
dating.
Love to learn. Learn from my elders as well.
Tommy John is a firecracker, right?
Oh, Tommy was wild. It was unfiltered, unfettered. Like, you know, normally, I'll be honest, one of the throwaway questions, we all do it, is, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Right? How you doing? Now, most people take the how you doing question. I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. I asked Tommy John how he was doing. He then proceeded to tell me that he almost died.
Oh, shit.
From COVID. He was paralyzed. He had some illness that he had. He was paralyzed. His wife saved his life. Like, he went into all the details. Like, he just, like, threw everything out there.
That's
like,
amazing.
Whoa! Was not expecting that. Was not expecting that, but he was great. Tommy was wonderful. And I do think he should be in the Hall of Fame. We talked about that. But
how is he not?
Well, he's got 288 wins. They claim because he pitched so long that that's not impressive. But he pointed out that he has the most, and I didn't realize this. I looked it up. It's not blowing smoke. Tommy John has the most no decisions in baseball history.
Oh.
And so you figure if he won half of those no decisions or even a third of those no decisions, he would have been way over 300 wins. And therefore, you would say, you know,
automatic qualifier,
Hall of Famer. But I, to me, it's close. But then when you talk about the impact that he's had as the guinea pig,
yes,
the Tommy John surgery, and how many Hall of Fame pitchers have had their careers saved because of Tommy John, to me, that puts you in the Hall of Fame.
1,000%. Yeah. I mean, there's various ways that guys get in the Hall of Fame. Like Dick Vitale is in the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's anything to be celebrated on the, you know, for, you know, in mortality, but Tommy John, yes, like that. You specifically have a surgery named after you to ramp up your miles per hour and
well,
the obviously to save your arm.
And the other counter argument to that is that, well, would you rather be in the Hall of Fame in a dusty museum in Cooperstown and then people forget about you, or like Tommy John for 100 years, as long as this surgery is a thing? His name will be mentioned in, you know, news stories on the internet and radio and television. So-and-so had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
It's like Lou Gehrig, right? Lou Gehrig's been gone for a million years. That's a very bad, you know, as Tommy pointed out, he'd rather have the surgery than an illness like Lou Gehrig had. But, you know, we still mention Lou Gehrig's name quite a bit when people are diagnosed with that terrible illness.
Yeah. So, no, it's sad. Yeah. But, yeah, it's kind of wild.
Wild and crazy. Well, you know what's wild and crazy? The great Rob Parker. And we have an opportunity now to catch up with the man, the myth, the legend. He's our teammate. He's our brother, teammate here. We're all in the same family, the same umbrella at Fox Sports Radio. You see him on TV. He's a professor. He's a writer. He does it all. And I got to tell you, Rob, you're like, it's like, where's Waldo? Forget where's Waldo. Where's Rob? I've been following you as you have traversed the United States on this amazing summer vacation. How many towns, Rob, have you visited? This is unbelievable.
It has been. Hey, Ben, it's been great. You know, obviously we were locked down, so I have friends all over. I've worked all over the country. So I love to get out in the summer. I love to go to ball games and eat some good food and drink some beer with some buddies in the stands. You know, where I'm not working. So I would say I've been to New York, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Denver, Washington, D.C., Charlotte, Chicago, Cincinnati, St. Louis, and Richmond, Virginia. It's been an epic summer.
You have been to 10 cities. That is more cities than I have visited like the last 10 years, Rob. I mean, my goodness. Now, was this all planned out or was this like scattershot? Did you buy all the plane tickets before or did you just buy them as you went? Like, that's a lot of travel there. You're a veteran traveler from your baseball writing days, right? So you know how to play the game, but did you have it all planned out before or are you just going to wing it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's got to be planned out because you know me, guys. I'm always trying to save a buck. So I got to, like, I'm always trying to plan my trips, get the cheapest flight available, you know, make it all fit. Then it's got to be, you know, wrapped around ball games, you know, like that's the other part. So I just can't show up to a city if a team's not playing. I want to at least, if I'm going to go to St. Louis, the Cardinals have to be playing. You know what I mean? Or if I'm going to Chicago, one of the two teams have to be playing. So I had it all planned out. And, you know, I had to make a couple of adjustments because sometimes these airlines, when you buy your tickets too early in advance, they change the times and they don't always work out. But it was epic. I ate more food and champagne, and I was getting people tweeting saying, "What's your cholesterol level?" Because every time I looked, you got lobster and steak on your plate, and you know what I mean. So it was great.
You're the ambassador, Rob. Everyone loves you. Now, how often did people? And you were in the crowd. You're sitting in the fan. You're man of the people there. How often did you get recognized? Were people like, "Hey, that's Rob Parker. Wait a minute, what are you doing here?"
It was, to be honest, Ben, I got to say this. It was amazing at how many people wanted to get a picture, who recognized me just sitting in the crowd with my buddies, you know what I mean, who came. There were people. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I was in D.C. the night of the shooting outside the stadium. I was inside the stadium, and I'll tell you that story. But that night before all hell broke loose, three fans via social media, you know, saw following my feed that I was in the ballpark and said, "Hey, what section are you in? Can I come down and get a picture?" I mean, just nice people who are in the ballpark themselves who just wanted to say hello and grab a picture. So it was amazing how many people were so nice and just wanted to say hello. But that night was unbelievable. We're having a great night. The Padres were in town. Tatis was 4-for-4 at that point. It was a great night, comfortable. I don't know. The drinks were flowing, the hot dogs, you know, it was just perfect. And I'm there with three of my buddies who are the biggest baseball fans going. So we're enjoying our time. My best friend Fred lives down in Maryland. So all of a sudden we hear the shots and I look at my friends and I'm like, "Dude, those were gunshots." You know, like, it was no doubt in my mind that they were gunshots and not a car backfiring or whatever. So I look up, we were sitting first base side, so we had a clear shot of, you know, the concourse level on the third base side. So I look over to where I hear the shots, and then all of a sudden you see people running for their lives to the exit. I don't know. Dave or Ben, have you guys ever been to the park in Washington or not?
No, I have not.
I have not been there, no.
Okay, so center field is like the main entrance in and out, right? Like where the subway is, and most people come in through center field.
Yeah.
So people are running from the third, from say third base to the center field to the exits. So I'm like, what the hell's going on? Then I look down on the field, and there are no players, no umpires, nobody in the dugout. So I say to my friends, man, something's happening here. We need to get out of here. So we decide to get up from our seats, head to the concourse, and we're going to walk out, you know, through the center field exit as well. So when we get up and start walking on the concourse and we turn left, all of a sudden people are running towards us and screaming like it's a horror movie.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, my God, there's a shooter in the ballpark. That's what I'm thinking. I'm fearful for my life. Me and my friends, we strong-arm our way into an office like the concession, where they work the concessions out of, like, you know, keeping up with people.
Yeah.
We push our way in. We wind up in a closet with like 8 or 9 people. And in there, I swear to you, never been more scared in my life. We're thinking, do we need to push something up against the door in case the guy is trying, you know, the shooter is trying to come in? And is this guy going to kick the door in and shoot us all? Like, for real. We had no idea. And when you see people running towards you, what else are you to think, right? Why would you be running away from the exit?
Yeah, that's crazy. And how long did you stay in there?
About 20 minutes. It felt like 3 hours. It was unbelievable. There was a young kid with his dad. They got so...
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Separated from his mom and sister. He's under the desk like a little boy. We're trying to talk to him and say everything's going to be all right. We just, the whole time, we saw no police, no security, no announcements from the Nationals, nothing. Like you're on your own, try to figure it out. And it was a scary scene. And eventually we come out of the closet, and we're still waiting in the office, and then something flashes up on one of the TV screens that it says, you know, everything is under control. You can exit the stadium now. And then we started to walk out.
Man.
But what a crazy, crazy night.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Calling all partners. Losing weight is better together with Nutrisystem's Partner Plan. In fact, people who diet together lose 20% more weight than dieting on their own. Get new premium meals with up to 30 grams of protein. They're big and filling and taste delicious. Plus, try our new restaurant faves that taste like your favorite restaurant, portioned with half the calories. Don't wait. You could win big cash during Nutrisystem's Better Together Partner Plan 100K giveaway. And maybe win the grand prize of $25,000. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off your first month. You heard me right. Go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off. Don't wait. This partner plan offer will not last long. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/thin.
See website for details on our 2-month subscription offer. No purchase necessary. Open only to U.S. residents over 21. Void where prohibited. Runs December 25 through April 4th, 2022. For official rules, visit Nutrisystem.com. Sponsored by Nutrisystem, Inc.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
And so the shooting happened on the third base side, as I remember, and it was they said it was outside the ballpark, but it was right near the ballpark. Is that what they claimed happened?
Yeah, and you know, there's no walls there. You know, it's just like a fencing, so you could hear the shots. And I'm sure if someone wanted to shoot into the stadium, they could. You know what I mean? There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's not like an enclosed stadium. It's open. So that's why people were fleeing, because I'm sure they heard the bullets and maybe even saw sparks, you know what I mean, and thought someone was shooting into the stadium. Why they came running towards us, we had no idea, because after we got out and we found out that there was not a shooting in the ballpark and there wasn't a gunman in the ballpark and it was two guys in cars shooting at each other outside, it still, to me, didn't make sense unless somebody yelled, you know, if you got a crowd and somebody yells, hey, there's a shooter, or somebody starts to run, you know what I mean? Other people are just going to run.
Yeah, I remember when that terrible shooting happened in Vegas with the guy in the window there. After that, there were a lot of ballparks that were very concerned about, you know, something like, you know, what you described might happening or whatever. So it's wild.
Yeah.
But you went back. I mean, after that, you went back to games and stuff, right? You're like, you
oh yeah. No, I went to a White Sox game. I went to a Cardinals Cubs game. I went to a Reds Cardinals game. I mean, baseball to me, that's our utopia. It's a great escape. It's a great place to go. And we, thank God, haven't been involved in, you know, stuff like that in the ballpark. And now, think about it now, where, you know, years ago, there was no, as we know, you know, metal detectors and all the stuff that we have now. So it's safe as ever. And that's what my thought was, like, how in the world did a guy get a gun into the building? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah, yeah, yeah,
the thing. Because years ago, yes, you know that. We could – I once I was covering the Knicks. No, it was the Knicks. And I'm leaving LaGuardia Airport, and I'm late for the flight. I'm running. You know, this is no security, no check, nothing. You just ran to your gate. I swear to you, the plane door had closed. I banged on the door and they let me in. Those days. Can you imagine that? Like, that's how I got on the plane.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that had to be way before. Even like when 9/11 happened, everything changed. But even before that, I mean, there was security. It wasn't insane. They just ask if you had. You'd always had your. I remember when you checked into the airport. There was a. Has anyone touched your bags? Have the bags been in your own possession? That was always like they asked you a couple of questions, and that was like the extent.
But that was it. But there was no other like security or anything, and that was the case in ballparks forever. But now I feel safe when I go to a ballpark or a sporting event. It's the same thing. If I go into a club, I want them to pat me down. Do you know what I mean? I want to go to a metal detector. I want to know I'm in a club. And nobody has a gun.
Yeah, you want to at least believe you're going to be safe. So, of all the ballparks you visited this summer, Rob, best ballpark food was blank.
Best ballpark food was Comiskey. That's not Comiskey. What is it? Guaranteed Rate Park.
Yeah,
was pretty good.
Yeah.
Cincinnati was very good. No, I didn't have a chili dog. I'm sorry, I did not. But in Cincinnati, have you guys been to Cincinnati?
Once.
Yeah, I was there one time years ago, but I've not spent a lot of time there. You were the Reds beat guy. You lived there, right? That was your town.
Right. I lived there for 2 years, and you got at Montgomery Inn Ribs. Oh, my God. There's a boathouse, and then there's the original restaurant. And, of course, I had some ribs, not at the ballpark, but I'm saying that's some great food.
I saw that. Now, what makes the Montgomery rib so much better? Why is that such a wonderful place that's better than all the other rib places?
You know, like it's house-cooked, fall off the meat bone, you know, fall off the bone kind of thing, very tender. And just the sauce, you know, I don't know what they put in it, but it is delicious. It's like... You come back to Cincinnati, you definitely want to get some ribs, and they had a offshoot place up in Detroit, in suburban Detroit, that used to feature the Montgomery Inn ribs, and I used to get it there too. And they just, I don't know, you know how something just tastes right, just tastes good. That's the Montgomery Inn. I don't have a contract with them. I'm not an endorser for them. But I swear by the ribs,
fan.
I do.
You're a fan. No. Well, and Rob, we actually have the same diet, which will upset Gascon. You as I understand it, you know, we've known each other for years. You like your steak well done, right? Butterfly cut or whatever. I'm the same way.
Medium well. I just take a little pink, just a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But you got to butterfly cut it so that it cooks, Dave. You can't eat the meat bleeding and all that.
Yes,
I can't do it.
Yes, listen, yes.
But, Rob, you and I are different compared to Ben. Ben likes his meat charcoal black.
I like it very done, Rob. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you like it very well done. Now, see, I don't want my steak to be, even when I get a hamburger and I order, I always say, well done, but not burnt. There's a difference between, like, cooking it or just having a little bit of pink, you know, in the center, but not.
Yeah.
Ben, you like it like you want the meat unrecognizable?
Yeah, well, what I do, Rob, is I'm not a vegetarian or, you know, vegan or whatever, but I like to, I see the blood or any, like, I think I'm actually eating an animal. When it looks like the tires on your car, I'm like, okay, it's, you know, it's something else. So I've convinced myself.
Oh, I got it.
Like, yeah, hey, Rob. Like,
you know, or if you had a sandwich and it had a tail on it, you might think, okay.
Rob, with you traveling so much to all these Major League Baseball parks, what do you feel like has the best, I guess, energy or ambiance these days? I mean, because it feels like, you know, fans obviously getting back in the stands and the Dodgers and Astros the last couple of days. Chavez Ravine's been packed. What's it been like across the country?
You know what? Baseball is back as far as fan-wise. Every game I went to, the crowd, the stadiums were packed. And, you know, I think St. Louis is the baseball capital of the United States. I can't get over everybody's a Cardinals fan. They love the Cardinals. Everybody wears red. It's a small market. I think St. Louis is the 23rd largest TV market. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they don't run like a mid-market or a small market. They operate like a major market. They try to win. And I'm impressed. And any town that can run two football teams out of town, I got to declare as the baseball capital of the United States. And just think about what St. Louis. The only thing that people in St. Louis care about are what? The Cardinals and the Blues. That's it.
Yeah.
That's wild. And they had an ABA team, right? And whoever – that's one of the great stories, right? Whoever owned that St. Louis ABA team, they still get a share of the NBA TV money. Grandfathered in.
Yeah, they did it for a long time, like 25 years. Finally, the NBA was like, we can't continue this, so they made the guys settle for like an 800, was it 800 million or 500 million to end the agreement, but it was for forever. It was the most ridiculous contract that the NBA could have signed, where they were going to get, you know, a piece of the TV revenue forever. All they had to do was keep their patent. There was the spirit of St. Louis. The guys' brothers owned the team, and they were geniuses. I mean, to get them. But back then, guess what the TV revenue was?
It was peanuts.
It was like $175,000 a year or something.
Yeah, nobody was paying attention to that. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, so I got to talk some baseball, Rob. You can't have Rob. We got hardcore baseball. So I heard that you have been trashing. Sullying the name of the Dodgers after they acquired Max Scherzer and Trey Turner from the Nationals. Now, how is that a bad move? How did the Dodgers do anything wrong, Rob?
I'm not sure. All I said is I think the Dodgers have turned into the evil empire now. That they've taken it over from the Yankees. They're the ones who have a payroll that's $100 million more than the Yankees. Since when? The Dodgers were counting pennies before, and now all of a sudden, they don't care what's going on, who they want. Trevor Bauer, here's $40 million, whatever. We want the National League. Cy Young, we'll pay him. We want to go get Scherzer. They heard that the Padres were close, and they went out and said, we'll give you everybody, even Ben Maller if you want him, you know, like anything. The Dodgers are now bullies. They run baseball. Whatever they want, they get.
But you know, being a baseball guy, that it doesn't matter. It's not like the NBA where if Brooklyn hadn't, and I know you were all over the Nets, but if the injuries hadn't happened, the Nets would have won the championship, right? I think we can all agree on
no
that.
No doubt.
So, but in baseball, it does. I mean, you can have the greatest team in baseball, and because it's the way baseball's set up, it doesn't matter. You can still lose. The team with the most talent doesn't win every year. So,
no doubt. I'm just saying, but the Dodgers have had a change in what people used to hate about the Yankees is that, see, this is the thing. You know this. When you have a lot of money, you can cover up and you can throw more money on bad money. You can cover up your mistakes. Yeah. If you're Kansas City and you sign somebody and it doesn't work out, that's going to hurt your franchise for a while. That's what big money teams like to thought. I'm not mad. I give them credit. They want to win again after that. What was it, 31 year drought or whatever it was?
Yeah, 1980.
You know, I get it.
Yeah. No, and the way I look at it, because I was – when you're talking about when Peter O'Malley, O'Malley family owned the team, they didn't spend any money. The ticket prices were very cheap, but they didn't spend any money. And then when Fox took over – they spent a lot of money, but the team wasn't very good, even though they spent a lot of money.
Right.
They went out and brought, you know, big-name players, Gary Sheffield, Kevin Brown, those guys, but they didn't win. And then when McCourt owned the team, they went cheap again, and they didn't do anything. So the way I look at it, this is not going to last forever. At some point, the Dodgers will be sold, and somebody else will buy the team and will likely not spend money. But I am going to enjoy this, Rob, as someone that follows the Dodgers, because I know this is not the way it's going to be, you know, forever and ever. This is only a temporary situation where they're spending all this money, because at some point, they're going to do, you know, do the books, the bookkeeping, and be like, hey, wait a minute, what are we doing here? So,
right. If you tell baseball fans that the Dodgers' payroll is $290-300 million, and the Yankees is $200. Isn't that a little shocking? Come on, aren't you a little shocked by the big difference?
Yeah. Well, Dodgers have been handing out massive contracts. I think if you visit Dodger Stadium, Rob, you could get $20 million a year at least. Just by if you talk to the owner,
I would take it.
Hey, Rob, I wanted to ask you, speaking of taking it, what's up with the Mets? I covered him and I've watched him over the last 2 years, but Kumar Rocker was a beast for Vanderbilt. And for him to go on round number one to the New York Mets, and then for them to pull the ripcord on him because of elbow concerns, is that more on Rocker and him not disclosing information that's pertinent to his arm? Or do you think that's on the Mets? And do you think they did him dirty?
You know what? People are asking, and I think they just want to say the Mets are penny pitchers, but I don't believe that, because the owner has $2 or $3 billion, right? They got an owner with money. There's no reason why this guy is a dynamic pitcher. There's no reason. They were hoping he's going to be the next Dwight Gooden. You know what I mean? Seriously, of that caliber. We saw the guy pitch a complete game. What was it, extra inning, no-hitter in the college world? So, I mean, dude, you can't be any better than that. But his velocity did go down last year, and there's some concern. And I think that, you know, when you're going to make a financial commitment, that's why you have doctors. I don't think it was over money. It's hard for me to believe that a guy that with that much, they just gave Lindor a gazillion dollars.
Yeah.
Okay. They just gave so it can't be over $6 or $10 million. You just gave somebody $365 million, right?
Yeah.
I don't buy that.
I mean, my problem is that I saw what the Angels did 2 years ago with Ohtani, and he had elbow concerns, and the Angels didn't care.
Yeah, but the difference is Ohtani, if the elbow was an issue, mm-hmm. he could still hit.
Yeah.
Not as a pitcher. You know what I'm saying? I hear you, but you have to – there had to be some issue. I don't believe they didn't sign him over money. That's the guy you want, right? He's electric. He can sell tickets. He's all you're looking for, right? Mm-hmm. I just – why would you do that and then – and then have a $2 or $3 billion owner, and then pull back on $10 million. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
And then I also saw, you see, Scott Boras came out after that, and of course he's the agent, and he ripped baseball and said that he actually brought up an interesting point. Like, it's one of these situations where if the player doesn't sign, Boras' argument is they need to the rule he says is unjust and all that, and that the Rocker should have an opportunity to sign with another team. And there's no chance baseball is going to do that, right, Rob? I mean, because then you just have guys who will not sign because they don't want to play for a team that drafts them, and then, you know, wait and sign with a team that they want to play for. Right?
Right. Then you're going to have an issue. Absolutely. Otherwise, there's no need for a draft. There would be no need for a draft, right? If that were the case, and you could balk at the team and just say, well, I don't want to play there, or I'm injured, and then all of a sudden you're healthy for the team you want to play for, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that that's going to happen or change anytime soon.
Yeah. Now, as far as, you know, right now, a snapshot, we're in early August, Rob. So you've seen more teams in person than I have this summer. So I've got now, I still believe the Dodgers will finish ahead of the Giants. They've been wobbly, the Dodgers, this year. Even though they've got all that talent, they've had injuries, they have not performed up to my expectations, even though they have a good record. But I think they will catch the Giants. But if you look at the playoffs, the Padres have fallen off to the side here, even though they're still looking at a playoff spot in the National League. I still say the Dodgers, and I think the way it's looking now in the American League, tell me if I'm crazy here, it's the White Sox and everybody else. I'm not buying. I know the Red Sox have a great record, but that's a smoke and mirrors team, the Red Sox. So I think if it holds in the top teams, to me it's the Dodgers and the White Sox in the World Series. Where are you?
I think you're spot on when it comes to the White Sox. I think by far they're the best team. They're loaded. They got a great team. I was against Tony La Russa getting that job. I thought that was – talk about the good old boy network. I know he's friends with the owner. He's retired. He's – I thought this was going to be a disaster because on opening day – you heard what happened, right, on opening day at the ballpark?
Yeah, I did not.
Did you hear what happened with Tony? No.
Well, Tony, there was a couple times in April and May where there were the guys in Chicago, La Russa's not going to make it through the season. They were like, he's going to be out of here. He messed up
On opening day when the White Sox took the field, Tony La Russa walked up to the top step of the dugout and he yelled out, "Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn!" It took me a ways to get there, but we got there.
We got there. How great is Reinsdorf? He was so bitter all these years that he fired La Russa and let La Russa go. This is like the early '80s. That it doesn't matter La Russa at his age, he still wanted to hire La Russa again, no matter what. Like, La Russa could do anything, and the owner's got his back, and he's going to continue as the – obviously, the White Sox have a good team, but it didn't matter. Like, all these people were criticizing La Russa, and you know, Rob, as long as the boss likes you, that's all that matters, right?
That's it, and that is the perfect example. I mean, remember, La Russa got busted for DUI right before that. Mm-hmm. They knew – vouch for him, right? They act like they didn't care. Nowadays, you get a DUI and stuff like that. That reflects negatively. You know what I mean? And hurts people. But Tony seems like as long as the owner loves you and whatnot, he's going to be good. But we'll see. I mean, they already had a good team. They made the playoffs last year. You remember they lost to the A's.
Yeah.
And I thought they were a good team last year, and they've gotten better. So I expect them. I don't know. I'm sticking with, and I know the Padres have had a lot of injuries and other stuff, but I say that the Dodgers don't catch the Giants. I say that the Dodgers and Padres meet in a one-game wild card, and the Padres beat the Dodgers, and the Padres beat the Giants ultimately because they get their pieces back and they get healthy again, and I'll go with the Padres and the White Sox.
Oh my. Now, that is a bold prediction because Fernando Tatis is all banged up. He's got a shoulder problem, this problem.
He's unbelievable, I know, but is he not an incredible player? Come on.
He's fun to watch. I mean, there's so many good players. Like, you can look at Fernando Tatis Jr., Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with the Blue Jays is awesome.
Yep.
There's a lot of good young players right now.
Rob, I know it's not sexy, but why do you think nobody's talking about Tampa Bay? I mean, they have one of the best run differentials in Major League Baseball. They don't have a starting pitcher with 10 wins or more, but they're first in the American League East standings.
Because that's a bad franchise and a bad location, and baseball's gotten it wrong with Tampa Bay. You know, Tampa was great for spring training. They needed to have one team in Florida, not in Miami, And you know Miami. You know how many football games I covered? Lions, Dolphins down in Miami where they couldn't sell out. I mean, I just can't. Like people talk about Miami as this sports town. I think it's awful. But I think baseball should have had one team in Florida, and that team should have been in Orlando.
Wow.
Should have been at Disney. And think about this. Like, when all those people, you know, you make your trip to Disney for 4 days or whatever, or for a week with the kids, one of those or two of those nights would be a baseball game you would have, and people would could figure out, when is my team playing down there? Do you know what I mean? With your trip?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that would have been the best thing. I don't know what they were thinking.
It's also like Vegas, right? People go to now Raider game that they will this year once the crowds are allowed back.
I don't even think the Raiders going to have a home field, to so to speak, because of all the people. If your team is going to be there, you'll scalp the tickets, right? And people who own it will sell them.
It's like being at a Charger game.
No, it's going to be bad at the Chargers. Now, can you, Rob, the Chargers, they're going to have fans this year, and they played in this little soccer stadium, and there's a few seats compared to, they're going to have how many seats are at that stadium in Inglewood? 60,000, 70,000, 80,000, something
monster,
like that?
Monster, yeah.
Yeah, it's a humongous, they're going to have the Super Bowl there, and it's going to be Arrowhead Stadium West. Like, it's going to be even worse than it was before. It's bad.
No, I agree, and it's a beautiful place from what I see, and I can't wait. But, I'm going to go online and get me a seat for a game.
Yeah, the capacity is 70,000, but for the Super Bowl, they're going to have it up to 100,000.
Wow.
So, it's beautiful.
100,000 people. Now, the big question is, will I be allowed to go to Radio Row? Yeah, Rob, I've never been allowed at Radio Row for a Super Bowl. Never been allowed. Will I?
Never? Years? Are you kidding?
Never. They've always said I had to hold down the fort, you know, and do the overnight back here. But I got to go this year. It's in L.A., Radio Row. I got to go.
It's in
my
L.A., yes. Yeah. You're going. Yeah. You're going. Absolutely.
It's going to happen.
The last time we were in, where were we? In Miami. Chris and I, what a shocker, were arguing on the air. And the people from, I don't know, Sirius XM put up a billboard message saying, "Hey, Chris and Rob, keep it down over there, because we were arguing about something in Radio Row, and everybody heard us."
You're the odd couple. This is what you're supposed to do. Come on, that's part of the deal. Jeez.
Exactly. You know that.
Rob, as we wrap this thing up, I know you're doing Inside the Parker, your weekly podcast, and you got MLB Bro. How's that going for you?
It's going really well. It really is. We get a chance, take a look. We cover black and brown major leaguers, and, you know, we just try to give people another look at the players, who they are, you know, where they're from, what they're into, you know. So we don't cover games. We cover just the black and brown players, and the reception has been great, and the site is growing every day. I'm really proud of it. And we're developing people. We have one of our first interns. She started. We only started the site April 1st, and she graduated from college, interned with us for a couple months, and already got her first full-time job. Nice. So that's the kind of stuff I'm proud of. You know what I mean? That I can help develop future black and brown baseball writers as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got some of that at USC too, right?
That's right. You're a professor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome.
I love teaching. I really do. USC has been a great experience, so I'm appreciative.
All right. I know we got to go, Rob, but quickly here, LeBron the other day complaining about the criticism. I'm just T-ball this up for you here, but, I mean, what is LeBron doing? Seriously. I mean, the Lakers have had a terrible offseason. What are they doing?
But he made it like people are going out of their way because they think the team's old. I mean, like I just don't even get it. Like, and if you're LeBron, what do you care? So what? If somebody doesn't think it's a good roster or a good team, I don't know why he's so bent out of shape. Nobody took aim at him personally. Dude, you just hired – I mean, you just filled the roster with five or six guys 35 or older. What NBA team is winning a championship that way? You can't keep young guys healthy, can you? I mean, look at some tests. These guys are 35. They're young, all the injuries. Yeah. And you really fully expect that this team is going to be healthy come the end of the season? Come on. It's just not possible.
Yeah, my theory is the reason he's so upset is because it's personal, because he's actually he's admitting by complaining that he's the one picking the players, and so that's why.
Oh, right, he's the general manager, right?
Yeah, and so this is a personal attack at him because he's the guy that wanted to play with Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony and wanted these guys to join him in L.A. Anyway, I know you got to go, Rob. We love you, man. You're the best. The Odd Couple, obviously, our brother on Fox Sports Radio, there, a teammate on Fox Sports Radio, and we will. We'll catch up. We got to have a meal at some point here, too. We got to get together.
Yeah, now I'm ready for that. Matter of fact, definitely. And Ben, man, tell your wife I said, Aaron, tell her I said hello.
I hope
we get together soon, okay?
All right. We'll make it happen. All right. Thank you, Rob.
All right, Mr. Gascon.
Rob,
see you guys soon.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It, man.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Rob.
Cool.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.